Is this okay now? Madam Speaker, I am saying good afternoon in Jakarta, good morning here in Lisbon. Thank you so much for this time to have this meeting with you. It's an honor for me to meet you, not in presence, but at least this way. Madam Speaker, the first thing is that I need to say is thank you, and thanks to the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia for your support to my election. I never will forget it. I know that this was the result of a strong relationship and friendship between our two countries. When 6 years ago, Indonesia had a candidate to the presidency of IPU, we support your candidate. Candidature, it was not successful because on that time won our colleague from Bangladesh, but we fight with you defending the name proposed by the Indonesian Parliament to the presidency of IPU. This time was the other part of the coin, may I say. And so, thank you so much. And you know that you have a friend at the presidency of IPU that is available to work together and to strengthen the relation between IPU and your parliament. And I know from my speaker that visited your country and your parliament 2 years ago, that, of course, the cooperation between our two parliaments is also strong, and so it can be very useful and a win-win collaboration to both. Madam Speaker, I received your letter inviting the IPU to organize the assembly of spring 2022 in Indonesia. If it is possible by after these pandemic times that we are living now. I will say something before that, Madam Speaker. We hope the next assembly in May will be virtual because we wish to organize an on-presence meeting, but the authorities in Geneva, they didn't allow a huge event like one assembly of IPU for now. And so we transform it to a virtual meeting because we decide to keep it. The last assembly we had was in Belgrade in October 2019. And so it is not possible to wait more time for one assembly to have the meetings of the committees, special groups, and so on. And so we will organize it virtually. Very soon you will have the program for that. And we decide also that at least in September we will begin on-presence meetings. If it is not possible to be with 100% of the delegation's presence, we will see how much can attend in presence and the others can attend virtually. But it is not possible to, because it is not the same thing. We know how important is one in-presence meeting, because people see each other, can talk, not just inside the assembly hall, but when we have, when we take a coffee, we go dinner, we make contacts, networking, that is so important for a politicians. And so we said, okay, we will do it. If it's possible to have 150 delegations, great. If it is just 100, okay, it's not so bad. If it's just 70, it's more than to, not to do. And so the first on presence meeting will be in Vienna, the speakers conference in the beginning of September. I think you had received the invitation already to be there in Vienna, and I hope it will be possible to have your presence there. And after it, we will have also in October the speakers' conference before the G20 summit that will happen in Rome, Italy, and in November in Kigali, the assembly will be in presence already. We know that the vaccination process in Rwanda is going very well, and so we hope it will be a safe destiny to all of us to go to Rwanda in November to the assembly. And after near 2 years, we need to meet each other. And so the speakers, your colleague, the speaker of the Rwanda Parliament, is very committed to organize the event, and we will try to keep it there. And so then, next spring, 2022, we received the invitation from yourself and from your parliament to host the General Assembly. First thing is we will appreciate it in our next meeting of the Executive Committee, but of course, I will do everything to have a positive answer to your invitation, and we hope to be in Indonesia next year. We just have a small question, and I asked our friends from Emirates to talk directly to you, because the speaker of the Parliament of Emirates wish also host the meeting there next spring, because they will organize in Dubai the World Exposition, and they wish to join the both events. I explained to Your Excellency, the Speaker of Emirates, that for IPU is the same if, for instance, we organized the spring in Emirates and the autumn 2022 in Indonesia. But as we received an invitation from Indonesia, and it came first, we need to respect, first of all, your invitation. This is for us, it's the same, but please, I said to him, talk directly to your colleague, And if you have one agreement, great for us. If you don't have agreement, we will go to Indonesia because the invitation was in our desk before you showed that you wish to do it as well. And so this is why I wish to talk to you, Excellency. It's an honor for me.
Thank you, Mr. Duarte Pacheco, the president of IPU. Thank you for your time. Good afternoon, Jakarta time, and good morning, Lisbon time. It is indeed a very good opportunity for us to meet and to discuss about issues that need to be addressed directly, even though we have to arrange this meeting in a virtual format. With regards to the IPU Assembly 2022, of course, we also would like to get the inputs and views from the IPU about the necessary preparation. Even though you mentioned earlier, Mr. President, that you also received another proposal, another invitation from our good friends from the Parliament of United Arab Emirates to also host the 2022 Spring IPU Assembly. But it is actually our expectation that if the COVID-19 pandemic is getting better, we hope that the IPU Assembly 2022 can be hosted by Indonesia. But your proposal earlier to hold a discussion with our good friends from United Arab Emirates. We will follow up on this. We will discuss directly with them. And your view that we have sent our invitation in the first place to host the IPU Assembly 2022 is, of course, positively appreciated by our side. And I also hope that this talk or this discussion can strengthen the Indonesia cooperation with the IPU. The Indonesian House of Representatives is ready to participate in various programs and activities of IPUs under your leadership, Mr. Duarte Pacheco, as the president of the IPU. We also understand that once the situation becomes better, we can meet in person in September, or maybe we can also do it in hybrid manner. We understand that there are many agendas of IPUs that have been postponed. And we also believe that we also understand that it is not easy to organize face-to-face meeting in this amid this pandemic. Even though many different countries have already rolled out the vaccination program, we also understand that maybe not all countries will have access to the vaccine in the level as expected. Therefore, we believe that we still also need to adjust our arrangement with the ever-changing global situation, and we still also need to see what will happen in the next coming years. With regards to our plan to host the IPU Assembly in spring 2022, we, of course, hope that this meeting can be organized and can be preceded by the Women Parliamentarians meeting. And we also plan to host the P20 meeting, the P20 Speakers Summit, also in 2022, towards the end of autumn or in the beginning of winter 2022. And of course, this will be a very important moment for Indonesia And we hope that we can host different international meetings in Indonesia once the situation becomes more conducive. This spring IPU Assembly 2022 will be very strategic of Indonesia because we want to deliver the parliamentary optimism. We want to demonstrate this optimism to the international community so that we can recover from the pandemic. Second, we also want to showcase the positive impact of the vaccine campaign, and we also want to see the economic recovery in 2022. Therefore, we believe we need to also promote and boost the economic recovery in different countries. Therefore, we believe that the IPU Assembly in 2022 can also contribute in the recovery process. And with peace, stable, and conducive geopolitic situation, we hope that this can also support the global recovery process. In other words, IPU can play a very important role in the global recovery process by maintaining the global geopolitical situation. And at the same time, we also hope that we can support the development of democracy, respect to human rights, and rule of law. And last one, we also want to share knowledge, experience, and best practices to address and manage future pandemic. That is all that I would like to share with Your Excellency. In this opportunity, I have already sent the invitation, the proposal, prior to this meeting so that you have better understanding about the situation and condition in Indonesia. And of course, we have all the good intention, all the positive intention in our bid or our proposal to host the IPU Assembly in spring 2022. Thank you.
Thank you, Excellency. As I said, it's an honor for us to receive your invitation and to organize the meeting in spring, next spring in Bali, in the Indonesia. That's why I said, okay, this is not a formal decision. We need to go to the EXCOM Executive Committee, but I know that the answer will be yes. I just try when we have the contact from our friends from United Arab Emirates. This is why I don't want a conflict. And so, if you talk with your colleague and you make an agreement, for us, perfect. If it is not possible to have an agreement, we need to keep it because the invitation came before, and so we will respect it, of course. And Your Excellency, it is very important to show, yes, that we will win this battle against this pandemic, not just the health problem, but also the consequences of it. Because with this pandemic, we had now a very strong economic and social crisis. The poverty increases. We have difference between rich and poor, increases a lot. And we need to show that democracy works also in these times of pandemic. All our parliaments, we adopt so important bills, not just reinforcing the budget to the health ministries to help them to have the resources to fight this virus, but also we organize in so many parliaments programs to help the recovery of the economy to small entrepreneurs, to small shops, to small business that needs help to recover from the lockdowns that happen all over the world. And so it was not just the work of the government, of course, the government has a special role, but it happened with the support of the parliament. And so it shows how the parliaments were involved also in this fight. And in many countries, we saw something very important. The ruling parties and opposition working together in these special times. Of course, we have difference all over the world between the ruling parties and opposition. This is democracy. But people understand and politicians understand that is a special moment. And so giving hands, it is more easy to win this battle. And two more things, Excellency. The vaccination, we know, and the COVID, it's very important because the vaccination process needs to go to all countries of the world. It is not possible to win this battle just with the vaccination of the rich countries' population. We need to have the vaccination process all over the world. Not just because it's fair, but also because we just this way we will win the battle. If not, we can have new virus and then we need new vaccines and so on. And this is why it is important also to understand that the rich countries need to help the poorest ones to have a vaccination program with vaccines and with the logistics to implement itself. I will say something. For instance, we are a small country, very small, just 10 million. With your dimension, you will see, is less than Jakarta. But we are 10 million and we decide to buy 40 million of vaccines. If we need a big, for our population two shots, we will just need 20 million. So the other 20 million will be to give to some countries in Africa. And so we decide to buy more to give part of it to countries in Africa, especially to the Portuguese former colonies that needs also to the vaccination of their people. And finally, Ms. Speaker, two other issues about IPU. Of course, the cooperation between IPU and the Indonesia House of Representatives is amazing, but please use our staff, our office in Geneva, so many times as you wish to implement programs of support to your parliament, to special programs that you decide to organize in other countries as well, in cooperation. And the last thing, that I will try to have a meeting with the president of the Asian Pacific Group, now the speaker of Korea, to incentive the Asian Pacific Group to have a more important and active role inside IPU. Because, as you know, Excellency, of course, it is not in position. It is not possible to impose. But we can incentivize the geopolitical groups to have more activities and to have more presence, real presence, between assemblies. We don't need to have one organization like IPU that will have just two big events per year, the Spring Assembly and the Autumn Assembly. in the meanwhile, it is possible to organize other kind of events about climate change, about counter-terrorism, about to identify best practices to win this battle against the pandemic, and other regional issues. We have the Myanmar problem, for instance. And so it is not just the whole task to the presidency of IPU, but also a task to the chairpersons of the geopolitical groups to organize these events and to try to have an active activity between assemblies. I said the same when I visited last week India, I will have a meeting with the ambassador of Japan here in Lisbon very soon, and because I feel, I always say what I am thinking. I say it is not sometimes correct to say it this way, but I feel that I need to say what I feel. And the Asian Pacific group, that has the largest population of the world, can have one more active role inside our organization. And that's why I will ask you, please, to help me to, with your colleagues, to increase the activity of your group, because I believe this can be very useful to you and to the IPU.
Mr. President, thank you very much for your inputs and also suggestions going into the future. We will work together with the IPU in preparing a different agenda of different themes. Especially, we will have a follow-up meeting to discuss about our plan to organize and host the IPU Assembly in 2022. And we hope that we can have comprehensive collaboration and cooperation with the IPU to organize this meeting as possible. And we will, of course, make use the staff of IPU and also the office of IPU. We will also count on your support in our plan to host the IPU Assembly in 2022. And your suggestion to promote the role of the Asia Pacific Group will be, of course, I will follow up on this. I will also ask my colleague to follow up on this. And in this opportunity, we of course believe that in order to win the pandemic battle against COVID-19, and so that we can also resolve this pandemic once and for all, in Indonesia, we have a concept called collective collaboration, or gotong royong in Indonesian, which means that it is impossible for us to win a battle or win a war if we are working alone. So I agree with what you said earlier, that currently both the ruling party and opposition party should work together so that we can win the battle in our respective countries against the COVID-19 pandemic. And of course, we also cannot work alone, be it big country, medium country, or small country, because what we need now is unity, and we need to collaborate, work collectively so that we can win this war against pandemic COVID-19 pandemic and restore the world to normalcy. So that's why I really thankful for this opportunity to have a discussion with you. This is our first meeting, but I hope that we can have more virtual meetings like this, or maybe we can also meet face to face to discuss about topics important to us to promote the collaboration and cooperation not only between Indonesia and Portugal but also the international parliamentary cooperation. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Excellency. It was a pleasure. Please, you have my contacts. Be free. Feel free to contact me so many times as you wish. And please keep safe. This is the most important thing in these times. Thank you, Excellency. Okay. Pronto, querem, o que é que eu estou a fazer? Eu disse logo, entendam-se.